This is the Chris Fade Show. Virgin
Radio. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning, 6:02. What's going on? Thursday, May 19th, 2022. Another beautiful day. Should I say, it's still somewhat sandy across the country, though. This sandstorm is still hanging around.
It is so just humid and morning.
I'll tell you, from our studios, we can see the Burj Al Arab, right?
So, a little bit, which is a good sign.
Yesterday, visibility was zero. I couldn't even see that the Burj Al Arab was there. I can somewhat see the outline of it, so I know that the visibility is a little bit better, right? Just a little bit better.
That's your official weather report there.
There it is. Nala in studio two. Phone guy Eddie is still at home with his son.
And his daughter now, unfortunately.
Yeah, now the daughter's got COVID. His daughter's got COVID.
Yeah.
It's just gone around pretty... she's just doing the show from home for the next year. She just wants to do that. She's going to hang out there.
2025, guys. That's my year.
I'm used to it now. I can handle it now. It's pretty.
Are you kidding me? I'm supposed to come back tomorrow. Should I just do it tomorrow too?
Yeah, I'm used to it now. It's up to you. It's if you miss us, you know, we miss you every day, Pretty. But
where would you rather be, Pretty? I mean, I'm
in bed.
Yeah, I'm feeling a sign like you want to sort of. Are you getting bored of us or sick of us?
Have you only just realized that?
Oh,
that's what it is.
She heard us.
So, like, are you, you know, you just want to work from home?
Yeah.
You still want to keep your job, but you don't want to work with us?
Jeff's negative now, right? He's just tested negative.
We did a home test yesterday just to see what's going on, and he is negative. So today is technically his last day of isolation. And then so I'm going to go get another test today because obviously 4 tests is the right number of tests to get.
Oh, 17, actually. I thought you know, 17.
When you're, I swear the testing people must be like, why does she come back every other day?
Yeah.
Why? But I'm going to get one more test today, and then hopefully I'll be back in studio tomorrow.
How much do you pay for that test?
$139, and you get the result in 6 hours.
But you go to them.
Yeah.
For $120, I can get someone to come to you.
19 dirhams. I have to get gas anyways. Two birds, one stone.
This whole pandemic, I said, I've got this hookup where they come to you and they test you for like $130. Right?
She refuses it.
She never wants it.
She wants to go drive
in this. Is it a drive through service?
Yeah, it's drive through. I think it's. You know what? I was thinking about it this morning because I knew you would say that. So I was like, Preeti, think of a good rebuttal because I know you that well.
Wow, that's what she has to do. That's
and I was like, you know what? It's the New Yorker in me. We're not used to having things come to us. We always go to it. So it feels weird when things come to me. I'm like, no. I have to go. I can't get over that thing.
So you
that's a good trait to have.
You never order food?
I do, but it's not like it's begrudgingly. I'd rather go pick it up.
That's a good trait to have, I think.
It's just a thing. I think it's just because I've grown up that
she's
way,
getting,
you know?
In her older age, she's getting a little bit different, you see. That's what it is.
I remember when she said that she likes living in an apartment. She'd never live in a house.
Now?
I still agree. I would 100% move back to an apartment any day.
Really? Over where you live now?
Your house is amazing.
Oh, you got a nice backyard.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Think about it. If you lived in an apartment, you'd never have Duke.
It's only for Duke I'm sacrificing my apartment. Wants and needs.
Well, listen, 6:05, let's get the show going right now. I've got a pop quiz coming up. 10,000 dirhams cash could be yours. Are we going to have him on, the guru?
Yeah.
Sadhguru?
Yeah, 8:40, yeah.
Sadhguru, who is this guru? He's a yogi guru. He's a philanthropist. He's got more than 8 million people that follow him. He just did Trevor Noah. He just did the Joe Rogan show. And now he's doing the Chris Fade show just after 8 a.m. this morning. It's going to be very interesting, all right? Let's get into the show right now. Hang out. I'm chewing too much gum. I've got gum in my mouth right now.
Chris,
it's hurting my jaw. Anyone do that? Anyone addicted to chewing gum?
Why are you chewing gum?
I always tell you this. What do I tell you the first thing if you're chewing gum when you walk into the studio?
Yeah, well.
Away. That's disgusting. Go, throw it away.
I do this, right?
Nope. Yeah, I do that.
But, like, does anyone have, like, I've got a massive gum box in the car, right? And I keep it where the drinks go. I'm, like, constantly just opening this thing up and just chewing it. Like, it's getting out of control. Has anyone got a gum addiction like I do?
Isn't that bad for your stomach, too?
04-871-5544. Give me a call if anyone's got a gum addiction. I don't know if it's bad for your stomach, but what I know it does do, it gets the acid in your stomach ready to go because you start chewing gum, and the stomach thinks,
you're eating.
Oh, we're going to have a meal here. I better get all my acid ready to burn all the food. And then it doesn't have any food going down.
This may be one of the reasons why you're always complaining about that.
No.
But yes. I'm gonna stop chewing down the microphone.
I'm gonna throw the gum. I'll throw the gum out in this next commercial break.
There you go. Here's a piece of paper.
I'm not. Can I just tell you what Rossi's doing right now?
Tell me.
He's cleaning out his wallet. Yeah. That's what he's doing.
I just thought
he's literally got all the items in his wallet. This is what he does to get paid. He cleans out his wallet.
Well, I thought, you know, there might be a chance that I'd find some money in there.
But why do you always, like, turn it around into this, like, sad, feel bad for Rossi moment?
Because that's what people from Liverpool do. We feel sorry for ourselves.
We're talking about cleaning out your wallet, man. No one carries cash these days. I don't have cash. I haven't had cash in my wallet.
That was a little bit of a joke there, for, like, pretty. A year. That was called a joke. I was looking for money in the wallet. It was a bit of a joke. It wasn't real, you know?
Oh, so you're not looking for... So then why are you cleaning out your wallet now?
Because look at the state of it. Like, I've got loads of stuff to throw out. So I've got hotel keys... various hotels that I don't, you know, I forgot to return.
Yeah.
Throwing them out. Business cards.
I was trying to do a musical related joke on you cleaning out your wallet. I wanted to play Eminem. I said, I'm sorry, mama, but I'm cleaning out my wallet.
Yeah.
I don't know the name of that song.
Cleaning out my closet.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah. I don't think we've got it in the, in our Virgin Radio system. I couldn't.
I think Dubai Eye have got it in their system. Get it from there.
Yeah, right.
Cleaning. I'm not referencing any other radio stations right now. Cleaning out my closet. No.
It's okay. Don't put the G on cleaning. It's C-L-E-A-N-I-N apostrophe.
In your own time.
No.
Just type in closet.
How do you spell it? Closet's an interesting word to spell. C-L-O, closet. Is another S in there? No.
Just one S.
Closet.
C-O-L-S-E-T.
Why are you saying it like that?
C-O-L-C-L-O-S-E-T.
Nope. We don't have that in there. I really wanted, yeah. That was a good song. I said, I'm sorry, mama.
Yeah.
I didn't have to hurt you. Because tonight, Ross is cleaning out his wallet. That would have been a good joke.
Yeah, that would have been.
That would have worked well if I could do it smoothly, no?
Yeah, but it didn't really work.
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got, Pretty?
So back in March, Doja Cat declared that she wanted to quit music after receiving some harsh messages from fans. I'll quickly recap it. It all started when she was meant to play a festival in Paraguay. Unfortunately, there were these storms and intense flooding. The whole thing was canceled.
Okay.
But she didn't post about the change, and she didn't interact with fans outside of her hotel in the middle of a storm. So they went after her. And then at that time, she said, I want to quit music. You guys are ungrateful, et cetera, et cetera. She took a little break, but now we see her everywhere. She's winning all the awards.
Yep.
She's releasing music. So she tells E that, quote, it wasn't a joke, not to me at the time.
She was emotional.
She was. And she said, I'm back, quote, because I made music and I want to make music again. She said the problem was that she was doing so many things, she didn't have time to make music. The only break she would get, she would have to make music then, but her body had no time to rest. So now I think she's learning how to manage her schedule a little bit better, and she's back.
Yeah, she's part of the EXO team. The EXO team is my buddy who is the manager there. It's got The Weeknd, Swedish House Mafia, BB Rexha, French Montana, a huge array of artists which he manages. She's now in that camp, and you know, that's how I knew she's not going to quit. They, you know, managers and companies spend time building an artist.
Yeah.
She's just getting big. Like, she's getting to the point where now she's, you know, a well-known name. She ain't going to quit right now.
Yeah, that's
but,
for sure.
But, you know, humans are weird. We're weird. Like, her fans, how quickly you can turn on someone. Like, you are paying money to see her, then something goes on, and because she doesn't come out of her hotel room and say hello to you guys, you then throw shade. You hate. It's interesting.
Terrible.
It's interesting how we are as humans. All right, moving on.
Two of the MTV's biggest TV shows are getting rebooted. Do you remember in the late 2000s?
The Real Life.
No. Remember Jersey Shore?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Remember? Yeah, so yeah. Jersey Shore is coming back again with a brand new cast. It's been 13 years since Jersey Shore first came. Remember Snooki, Jim Tan Laundry, The Situation, all of that.
The Miz? Wasn't The Miz on that?
No, that's real. You're thinking of Real World.
Okay, because I remember the WWE wrestler was on that. Yeah. Snooki was a huge personality, right?
So they're going to have a brand new cast.
The DJ, yes. He was DJ 50 Cent.
Pauly D.
Pauly D. Yeah, that's right.
So that's going to come back. And then The Hills is also coming back.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's going to feature a brand new cast that's expected to be more diverse this time around. So, you know, I'm very excited. It's like I'm reliving.
Just not white American boys and girls.
I am literally reliving my teens and 20s. I'm very excited about this.
Pretty. This is going to be good for you. Yeah.
Finally.
Cardi B has two kids and very long nails. So someone on Twitter was very curious as to how Cardi B manages to change diapers with her nails.
Oh, here we go.
And Cardi B would not be Cardi B if she didn't make a 2.5 minute video showing how she changes a diaper with her kid's teddy bear. Here is a little bit of Cardi B.
Here we go.
Go like this. You know what I'm saying? I go like that. Put it all the way down. I go like that. Then, like, you know, boys got more crevices than girls. So you clean to the side, you add, then you go like this, you go like that.
You go like this.
And then, you know, I take it off. Now that everything is so clean, then I just open the diaper. And I just whoop, whoop, whoop. You know, I have two kids, so I could do it probably a little faster.
Mommy, why are you doing that to the bear?
It's a long story, Courtney. Then, you know.
that's our daughter.
She's
going
funny.
Why?
Whoop whoop whoop! She'll make a song out of that. Whoop whoop whoop!
Isn't that a song? Whoop whoop! Yeah, it's the sound of the police.
Sure, good on her.
RS1,
good on her. She seems to be a good mama.
Yeah.
Cardi B, well done. Thank you, pretty Molly Kittis, with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah.
I got this invitation, and I don't know. I want to know your thoughts on it.
What?
Okay. But it'd be going like possibly next weekend.
Where?
For a 4-day trip, right?
Yeah, to
Uganda.
Ooh, for what?
To go with the gorillas of Uganda.
You're joking. This is an amazing opportunity.
Do it.
Do I do it?
Yes.
I mean, you work with one here, but
true.
Who's it through? Can you say?
The Uganda Tourism Board.
Do it.
This is like, honestly, like that's a.
I thought it's that's what I thought. I thought like this is something that I would love to be able to do, like hang out with my ancestors, you know, like just chill out there.
Once in a lifetime opportunity, and you're going to go with experts, so I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
Do I do it?
Yes.
Are you taking any days off work?
I'd have to probably take off one day.
Do it.
Like leave on a Thursday after the show, then go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then, you know, come back on Sunday night.
Do you have vacation days?
Is it next weekend?
Possibly. Why?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
What do you mean, let's do it? You're not involved.
I know, but I'll take a day off as well if you'll take a
day off. No, why? See, if I take a day off, this is what ends up happening. And it becomes like, well, then I'll take it off. No. You guys do the thing.
Rossi, wait. How are you going to take a day off? You complain that you don't have enough vacation days.
I'm good friends with the boss, so.
Anyone from Uganda on with, like, listening to the show right now, 0487155444. Would love you to give me a call right now. 0487155444. I do feel that we have a lot of people from Uganda been listening, especially over the last 6 months. I don't know. We had a lot of different.
Well, we had Michael, the taxi driver, was from Uganda.
Uganda. Okay, the phones are ringing right now because I do want to speak to someone from Uganda, just to find out a little bit more about the obviously. Just, I have no idea. I'll be honest with you.
I know
of Uganda, but I've got no idea. Do you know what I mean?
It's similar to like going to.
I'm not listening to you, Ross, from Liverpool, England, okay?
Don't.
Okay, tell me how you know. What's your knowledge on Uganda?
Because I've seen many programs on it.
Yeah.
And it's meant to be amazing going to sit there with the gorillas. But there's a bit of a trek there to get there. You'll complain.
I'm fit. I'm ready to go. Dibby. Is it Dibby?
Dibby.
Hey, Dibby, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Are you from Uganda?
I'm not, but I have done the visit to the gorillas in Uganda, and it is the most incredible thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh, yeah, so I should
so
do this.
You have to do it.
Yeah?
You have to do it.
So what do you do? You go, what's the accommodation like?
Well, I stayed in a very amazing lodge up in the mountains, in the impenetrable forest, and... Wow. Yeah, it's beautiful.
And what, the gorillas, are they just walking around or like what happens?
No, you do have to do a bit of a trek into the forest. That's why it's called the Impenetrable Forest. So it's quite tough. But it is amazing. So you do it with the guides.
Yeah, the guides.
Ours was about an hour and a half.
Oh, that's all right. I do that on the treadmill. I'm fine with that.
Imagine if you didn't do it, though. You'd regret it for the rest of your life. So do it.
And it's the tourism board who's putting it together. So you know it's going to be an incredible 3 days that they've planned.
See the way me and Pretty are like, go on, go for it. If it was the other way around, you'd be like, you're not going.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you would.
Dibby, just last thing. Did you have to get any shots?
Oh.
Yes, you do. I just can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, you
do have to get one. I think it's yellow fever.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think, yes, it's yellow fever. You're right. Yeah, they've asked me if
but I... You can get it at the airport.
Oh, you just
oh,
get
really?
It.
Oh, really?
What, it starts working so... Yeah. Well, is it Pfizer or is it Moderna?
Oh, God, stop it. Don't even.
All right, Dib. Thanks. Thanks. That's sort of like, yeah, that helped me out there. That's
do
beautiful.
Do it, Chris. It'd yeah. be so yeah. incredible.
Come on, Chris, do it.
All right. All right. All right. There it is.
Didn't you say you want to be more grounded? This is you being grounded in nature.
Yeah, I'm trying to like get my feet onto literally the ground more, like onto sand, onto soil, and touch the mother nature a little bit more these days. It's important that we do that sort of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll let you know. I'm not sure if it's going to happen, but I'll let you know if I'm going to go, obviously. I'll bring you back a gift. What do you want?
I don't know. Something. I want a magnet.
Get you a... Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want.
You think they've got a gift shop in the middle of the
at
jungle?
The airport, they'll okay. have one.
All right, fair enough. You can't go.
I knew you would Uganda. Do that. I knew it.
You can't go. No, it doesn't make sense.
No.
I was trying to do a Rossi joke there.
It was awful.
I don't know if I want to talk about this after just talking to your kids. They're so cute.
Oh.
What were we just chatting on there with them?
Alexa.
I like that. Pretty. We just had a quick little conversation with Rossi's children here.
Uh-huh.
The video quality on that was amazing.
Yeah.
So what is
so
it?
So it's that, you know, there's Alexa now. It used to be like a round thing, Alexa, right? But now there's a video one.
And what do you do? It works easy.
Yeah. So like the kids can call their nan. They just say, call Nana, and it calls Nan.
And is there a SIM card in it? How does it work? It just through the Wi-Fi?
Just through the Wi-Fi, yeah.
So how did you call them just now?
On the Alexa app.
Oh, so you download this Alexa app?
Yeah,
and then, I'm going to buy that.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was so good. The quality was like, it was like 4K quality. I'm chatting to his kids.
That's awesome.
Was Liz home? I think I saw her in the background.
Was she decent?
Well, I don't know. I think
she usually likes to walk around with not much.
I think Liz sort of popped in and realized that Chris was talking to the kids and then quickly ran out.
I was trying to talk to my kids and Uncle Kristen took over.
They're so cute. They're all dressed
they
up.
They are
in their
so cute.
Pink pajamas. They're like,
those were the days. He's getting broody, Brianna.
Yeah, well, I know. Hopefully I'll have another child at some stage. But I did want to just say this real quickly, Pretty, which you're probably unaware of. Actually, Nala in Studio 2 as well, you should be aware of this. I found out that Rossi has been BCCing management on some of the emails that we have, guys.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, he BCCs them. Like, so you know some of the conversations that we have alone, he's been BCCing them because I got a reply on one the other day and I thought, how did this email, like how come this person is on our email thread?
Well, I'm
that's messed up.
No. He's BCCing the management. Can you believe that?
I had to get the approval on something. That's what that was.
But why are you BCCing? Because we're having conversations because like we think it's just the four of us and the five of us, and then you've BCC'd like six other people from upper management.
Because I don't want you to think, oh, he's CCing the management, so I just...
But that's messed up, bro.
So can I ask you something? If he's BCC'd someone, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I press reply all...
It goes to them.
It would go to them without notifying me? Like, as in, does that still say in that...
I think so, because it's a blind CC, right?
Can anyone help us with that? 0487155444. If I reply all and Rossi has BCC'd some people, am I replying to them as well? Because, Ross, there are things said on email that, you know, that if it's just amongst us...
Who does he put on it?
He had HR in there. he had a lot.
That's not true.
Mate. But I'm just asking why, though.
I'm just because I like the boss to know how much work I do.
That's not cool, though.
Karina, hi.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Well, I was doing all right until I realized that Rossi's BCCing everyone. Am I, do they receive the reply that I do on Reply All?
I think they do. Reply All. I think they can see it.
Yeah, I think so. So, like, if you were to say something, then they would know.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, you're making me feel bad now. It's just, I was CCing them just so they know, you know, what I do and how much work I do.
Cardick, have you got any more info on this, the BCCing?
Yeah, so the answer to the BCC is if somebody's BCC'd in an email, and if you press reply all, then the reply doesn't go to the recipients in the BCC.
Ah, okay. All right, thank you. That's okay, that's good to know then. Mona, you're saying the same thing. The BCC won't get that reply all.
Yeah, I'm saying that.
I mean, do you think it's pretty dirty, though, on Rossi that he's BCCing people without us knowing? Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's dirty of him. Yeah. He didn't do that.
Totally. Dirty.
It's not about them. I'm
dirty
just
boy.
No, I'm letting the guy know that I'm doing some work, but I don't want you to see, look, he's CCing the boss. So I just put him in the BCC. Does he know he's a BCC?
Such a Rossi thing to do. Does the person know that they're a BCC?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
They're getting the email.
I mean,
a BCC.
I don't know. I'm not sure if they are. Okay. Mona, does the recipient know that he's a BCC?
No. He wouldn't know.
He wouldn't know. So that's where you caught me out because he replied to the email.
Correct. And then I got the reply and I'm like, he wasn't on the email that I thought. And then I realized, hold on, he is.
Yeah, but it's not. I just want him to know how much work I do.
Just know, everybody, everyone working on the show, that if Rossi sends you an email, he's BCCing.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh, my God.
Do the money. It's powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get access to over 11,000 airport lounges and free airport transfers. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Hello, J-Rod. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Chris?
Mate, we're doing all right. You got through. You're ready to win the money.
I'm ready. Let's hope I get it.
I hope you do as well. What do you do, man?
I work in a hotel here in Dubai.
Okay. And what, you're on the way to work right now?
I am on the school run.
Oh, on the
school run.
How many kids you got in the back there?
I got 2 boys, 7 and 4.
Oh, look at that. Beautiful stuff, Daddy. Well, listen, let's get you the cash. I got 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to that, okay?
Okay, let's go.
All right, here we go. J-Rod, I like it. You're just like you're a rapper. J-Rod. We got J-Rod on the phone right now. You're 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Who voiced the character Princess Fiona in the first Shrek movie?
Cameron Diaz.
What is the capital of Oman?
Muscat.
Who sings the songs I Like It and Up?
Pass.
What month did Expo 2020 Dubai finish?
March.
What DJ produced the song Flames, Mad Love, and Dangerous?
Pass.
Maria Sharapova plays which sport?
Tennis.
Who plays Brian Mills in the movie series called Taken?
Brian Cranston.
What Canadian release albums Justice and Purpose?
Justin Bieber.
Who sings the songs Golden and Adore You?
Harry Styles.
What is the currency of Thailand?
Baht.
Who sings the songs I Like It and Up?
Pass.
What DJ produced the songs Flames, Mad Love and Dangerous?
Tiga.
Time's up. 700 dirhams. Not a bad start. Not a bad start, J-Rod.
700.
So good.
Yeah, it's not too, pretty well. Pretty well. David Guetta is the producer of Flames, Mad Love, and Dangerous. Cardi B sings I Like It and Up. All right. And I'll Find You is Liam Neeson in Taken, the movies.
Oh, yeah.
You knew that one. You knew that one.
But I knew that.
But I like Brian Cranston. It also fits the bill somewhat.
It does.
Yeah. I understand that. Listen, Rack Bank and us here on Virgin Radio giving you the 700 dirhams cash. Enjoy that, okay?
All right. Thank you, Chris. Have a good day.
See you, mate. God bless you and the kids. There it is. Pop quiz returns tomorrow at around 10 past 7 right here on Virgin Radio. Tips to get through? Call us. Yeah. Don't have a on loudspeaker.
No.
All right. And then if you do get through, sound awake. That's all I'm saying. They're my tips that I can give you. Mm-hmm. All right. Take me by the hand, take me somewhere new. I don't know who you are, but I'm with you. It's Avril, I'm with you. It's like it's 2004. I'm with you. Pretty is just loving this, loving this.
It's like high school all over again.
We're live across the UAE. Some more of your best feel-good hits still coming up. Marshmallow, Jonas Brothers. I've got Adele on the way. Zayn, Pillow Talk. We haven't played for a while.
I used to dress like Avril Lavigne.
Did you? Were you a skater boy?
I was a skater boy.
Did you say and see you later?
I went to go when she just debuted. I used to work at a radio station. I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to send us to the Today Show when all these artists would be there.
That's great. What, to try to get on camera or something?
Yeah. And we would make these signs for the radio station. And we knew a guy, the security guard there, and he would let us in to the taping.
That is so cool.
And we would hold signs that said the station WPLJ to try to get on camera to get free advertising.
That is so good. That's the best way to do it. Free advertising.
So I got to get like a DVD signed by Avril Lavigne. I met John Mayer, Lenny Kravitz, like all these people just standing front row with these signs trying to promote the radio station.
There's little Pretty Malik.
Yeah.
There's little Pretty Malik holding up. What was the radio station called?
WPLJ 95.5, playing you the hits of the 80s, 90s, and today.
That's so good. They do such long they always do the WP or W5.
WNPG. Yeah.
There it is. All right. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hey, listen, well, now you're on this station. Okay.
I am, yes.
And you're going to give us the gossip up next. What have you got?
Taylor Swift is now a doctor.
Taylor Swift is a doctor?
What? She's a doctor.
Dr. Swift?
Dr. Swift.
Find out more next.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got?
So Nick Jonas, he stopped by Jimmy Fallon's show and talked about being a new dad. You know, Nick and Priyanka really haven't said much about welcoming their daughter back in January via surrogate. We only learned recently that their daughter spent over 100 days in the ICU, and they only just recently brought her home. So here's what Nick had to say.
Congratulations, you're a new dad. You're a dad.
That's pretty...
Papa!
Pretty wild. You know, our little girl's home, and she's doing amazing. It's just, what a gift a baby is.
It really is, right? Is everyone giving you advice and giving you books?
Yeah, it turns out everybody I know is a newborn care specialist.
everyone's an expert, yeah.
All these PhDs I didn't know they had.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, everyone's always an expert. You're right. That's so true.
Is everyone giving advice?
So true. I now give the advice. I'm the expert, which I'm not. You know what I mean?
You always do that, yeah.
Like, this is what you should be doing, and you should be doing this. If the baby's got colic, what I want you to do? Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. Well, good on them. Congratulations to that cool couple.
Mm-hmm. And finally, you can call her Dr. Taylor Swift now. She received an honorary doctorate of fine arts degree from New York University, NYU. Now, Taylor left school at the age of 17 to get into the music business, so this is definitely something super special to her as well.
How do they get it? Like, how are you...
It's an honorary degree, so it's just like...
It's fake.
Yeah.
So, like, because my sister's got it. She's a doctor in fine arts.
She's legitimately a doctor.
Yeah, my sister's a doctor, but she had to go to college.
Yeah.
And then do all these theses, I think they call them. And then she's had to exhibit work around the world.
Yeah,
she's done studies.
She's
done...
She's not really Dr. Taylor Swift. Her title doesn't change. It's just, it's an honorary degree.
Because that would make me angry if I went and did like, 20 years of really hard, solid work to become a doctor.
Yeah.
And then
she
Taylor Swift
shows up.
Just rocks up and they're like, well, we like you.
Yeah.
Can Rossi and I become doctors anywhere? Would any of the universities...
if they give you an honorary one...
Any of the universities in the country, that'd be a good promotion for the university.
Well, it's nice that you're getting me involved, but I think that's the next thing that's going to happen to you.
Let's go become...
If you
let's
guys get
doctors,
one,
honorary
listen.
Doctors in something. What do you want?
Maths, English, science, please.
No. If you guys get one before me, the one who actually went to college, I'll be so mad.
That'd be great. Yeah, Rossi and I, we've never gone to college, but we get doctors. Dr. Rossi, Dr. Fade.
No.
I'll do that.
Can we go back to Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay, because you need to hear her speech. She did like this really cool speech. She addressed the classes of 2020.
But it's a fake speech.
It's not, no, she's still there. Imagine having Taylor Swift at your graduation ceremony. That's pretty cool.
I think I've hit a nerve with Nala. Nala, are you a huge Taylor Swift fan?
Yes!
Oh, you don't like me saying all this?
It's like she deserves it. She has done so much for the music industry, so she has a fake doctor.
Yeah, but I mean, she deserves... Well, I don't know. She deserves like a Billboard Award or a Grammy. I don't know about becoming a doctor, though. Like,
it's not a doctor. It's a doctorate of fine arts.
So she could have performed Brianna's surgery? Is that
no,
what you're telling me?
You both of you, I wish I was there to turn your mic off. Play the audio of Taylor Swift addressing the classes of 2020, 2021, and 2022.
Hi, I'm Taylor. I'm 90% sure the main reason I'm here is because I have a song called 22. Life can be heavy, especially if you try to carry it all at once. Decide what is yours to hold and let the rest go. Getting canceled on the internet and nearly losing my career gave me an excellent knowledge of all the types of wine. Anyway, hard things will happen to us. We will recover. We will learn from it. We will grow more resilient because of it. And as long as we are fortunate enough to be breathing, we will breathe in, breathe through, breathe deep, and breathe out. And I am a doctor now, so I know how breathing works.
She's already saying it!
So let's just keep dancing like we're the class of 22.
She's already using it! She's already like saying I'm a doctor!
Like you wouldn't. If someone gave you an honorary degree, you would be calling restaurants, airlines. You'd be like, I'm Dr. Fade. I'm Dr. Fade.
100%. I would definitely be abusing the doctor. 100%. I'm not going to deny that.
It's a proud moment for her.
Dr. Taylor Swift. There we go. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the metaverse, you've been hearing a lot about it. You know nothing about it.
Yeah,
you want to know more about it, right?
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, today an epic thing is happening across the UAE where our first couple in the country is getting married in the metaverse.
Yay.
And we have the groom. I think we may have the bride as well. Florian, hello.
Hello, guys.
How are you, man? Today's the big day. You're getting married in the metaverse.
Today's a big day. I have to confess, I haven't slept a lot yesterday.
Yeah, I noticed you were last online at 1 a.m.
There he is.
All right, stalker.
Rossi's stalking your WhatsApp.
Sorry.
So, is this really a marriage? Are you really getting married? Are you giving the official certificate? It's a legally binded marriage?
We're going to have the NFT certificates. The technology is ready to get real certificate, but this one first will be the NFT certificate. The celebrants, like, this is our own weddings.
Now, I don't understand this. You've got to explain it to the majority of people right now, okay? You are getting married in the metaverse, so you what are you actually doing? Are you controlling this via a remote control, your little characters in the metaverse running around, walking down the aisle? Like, what actually happens here? I don't understand it. Please explain.
Listen, I'm pretty happy you asked this question because I had to explain the same to my dad yesterday.
You explain to your dad.
45 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
So let's try to make it less than 45 minutes. Long story short, the metaverse is a kind of virtual reality where people can behave, act the way they want. So what's going to happen for us, we build our own chapel, we have our own characters, we have our own wedding suits in NFT.
You have your own suits, you have your own characters, you've got your own ceremony. Are you wearing VR goggles on?
No, that's why. You have different kind of metaverse. We chose one that was more inclusive, where people were not forced to use the headsets, which is like a bit more complicated to use. So we chose one called Decentraland. And to be, I mean, I also had to buy the ring in NFT for my bride. So
hold on, you bought the rings. Where did you buy the rings from?
You have to craft the ring, you have to put it on the Ethereum blockchain. The process is slightly complicated.
How much did the ring cost you to put on the blockchain and design and all that?
Oh my God, she's listening to the show. I can't really disclose this information.
Come on, tell us.
Like, it's like a real thing. Like, you can't let her know how much it costs you to design the ring. So are you telling me that in years to come, we could be like an Angelina Jolie received a $2 million NFT ring? Is that what I could be saying?
Exactly what could we say.
Or a two Bitcoin ring or something. Is this where we're going?
It's where you're going. It's like the fact that you can customize the way you want, encrypt the message you want, and share it. It's a unique piece of digital item, so it's hair ring.
Okay, I may be asking a very naive question because I'm still trying to wrap my head around.
There's no naive questions right now, Pretty. This is no one
so
knows.
So, can you explain to me what's going to be happening not in virtual reality? Like, what are you and your fiance? Are you guys dressed up and doing it as well? Like, is it only your characters? I'm a little bit confused.
So, what's going to happen? We have a real ceremony happening at the same time with one of our beloved celebrants that will be officiating the ceremony.
Okay.
So, we're going to have the ceremony with our friends. The friends who cannot be with us will be through the metaverse and like our families. So, we're going to have this real wedding happening at the same time that the virtual world. So, both of us, we will be with our laptop. Just imagine, we've been practicing for the whole week, so it should happen properly. We're walking down the alley on our little chapel, and we have our friends cheering. We're going to have our DJ, the guys recording the small characters with the camera recording it. So we're going to do this in the real and in the virtual at the same time.
Got it.
And where are you going for your honeymoon in the metaverse?
It's actually a really nice question. I offered her to make a honeymoon in the metaverse. She told me that's not going to happen. You take me somewhere else, and I'm taking her to the south of France.
South of France.
But you're going to the real south of France, not just the metaverse one.
I tried to give her the other idea. Yes, she did not accept. So we're flying on Saturday for the real one.
As cool as this is, it's also very sad. Like, I mean, we've got to. I don't want to live in a world, and I want my children to live in a world where everything's in the metaverse. And now, this may be sounding old school right now, but I want them to experience and touch and feel the realness of what this planet is about. I'm all for creating a metaverse. I'm all for using it in certain ways. But I'm also really adamant that I want my girls and their children to experience what God has created.
I get that.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it's important. The most epic moment of one of the most epic moments of my life was standing on the Ritz at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel here on the beach with all my family and friends, and I got married, and I could see from my own eyes my wife walking down the aisle. I could see my children there. I could see my friends and family. That is something that I'll remember for the rest of my life. Now, the metaverse, yes, cool, but I don't think it's going to give me the same feels. You know what I mean? Of really seeing my friends and family who've flown in around the world. So I'm all for the metaverse. I am all for it.
Yeah,
I
think you love that stuff.
I think there's definitely times and places. And this wedding, 100%, like, I'm all for it as well in that aspect. The fact that you're doing a real wedding at the same time, I think, is very cool for it.
Yeah,
I think that's something.
I think you really nailed it, but you're missing a tiny part of this one.
What?
The technology is still at the early stage.
Yes.
And on the long term, what we have in mind is no more video game. Imagine that you have the ceremony happening live, recorded, same like you would be watching on the TV, right?
Yep.
So now, imagine that your friends, your family, everyone who couldn't make it. And we saw with COVID that sometimes, you know, life is taking another path and people cannot actually join you for the event.
Yes.
So what the technology is driving us to want is something way more intense than what we're going to do today.
Agreed. No, I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. Like, I love the fact that, yes, if you couldn't make the wedding, you can actually virtually feel like you're at the wedding. I think that's very special.
No, it's even more than that. It's even more than that, if I may just detail this point. So just imagine that you're watching the wedding, but you as an avatar, you're interacting with all the avatars from the virtual reality that cannot make the wedding. So you have the wedding video in front of you, you can see people, you can see the emotion of their face, except that at the same time, you can interact with all the people who couldn't make it. All the people from the virtual world are standing in front of you, discussing with you while you're watching the wedding.
Yeah, no, that's cool, but what I'm saying is I don't want to create a society where we become not lazy, but like, oh, you know what? I'm not going to fly and go to their wedding.
Mm.
I'm just going to do it in the metaverse because I can just stay at home, you know? And right now, we felt how it is with COVID about all of us having to be forced to stay home. But eventually, we could create a society where we choose to stay home.
Oh, yeah.
And none of us are leaving our doors because guess what? Everything that we need in life is in this, quote unquote, the metaverse. And I think there's a real fine line between enjoying the metaverse and then living in the metaverse. Does that make sense, Florian?
Yeah, I get that.
That makes complete sense, and I agree with you.
You know, you're gonna have children, hopefully, with your wife one day. The last thing you want is to come home and your kid is locked in their bedroom for days on. Oh, yeah, I'm at the park in the metaverse. You know, like you want them to be at the park with their friends, that feeling, that touch, you know. So I think, listen, at the same time, I love what you're doing here. I think this is cute. You actually have set up a business where people can do this. Is this what it's all about? You've set up a business where if people want to get married in the metaverse, you can help facilitate this, Florian?
We did not set up the business for the metaverse. We set up the business because we are expats in the UAE.
Yeah.
And so many people face the problem we had, how to get married when they're from different countries, you know, the same nationalities. It's the process really tricky to get married. And we did our own wedding this way. It's like, we didn't plan to open nothing. We just sure. wanted to be happy in our life.
What's the company, though? Where do we go if we want to know more info?
If you Google Easy Wedding, you will find all the company, which is only about helping expats to actually get married, people from different nationalities, the journey together.
So it's called Easy Wedding. Yeah.
Easy Wedding is more details. Now, is anyone allowed to come and join and watch your wedding?
So we're still having the discussion with my wife because it's still an intimate moment with friends and relatives. Mm-hmm. So what we're making right now, we're making the big party in the metaverse after, mm-hmm. and we're working on the list of people to join us for the party just after.
All right, very cool. There it is. Easy Wedding for more details. Florian and your beautiful wife, congratulations in advance. Hope you have a beautiful day. Hope the weather's good.
Thank you, guys.
You can make it rain.
Yes.
You can make it rain on your wedding day in the metaverse. Yeah.
Why are you playing this song?
It's wedding music. No?
It's like from 2007.
Yeah, I like 2007 Indian wedding music. Chris is living in 2007.
Sing it, Chris.
No. The WhatsApp number that you can save, just save it as Virgin Radio, 048715544. Have you heard of Sadhguru, the gentleman, the yogi, mm-hmm. the philanthropist, Sadhguru? Yes or no? I just want to do a basic poll. Yes or no, have you heard of Sadhguru? 048715544. We had a chance to catch up with him last night.
Yeah.
We're going to play that interview out in about 20 minutes. Rossi was so invested in this interview, and I had no idea why. Like, when I mean invested, he really wanted to do it. We recorded it at 8 o'clock last night. He's messaging us. He's sending through the preparation. He had reminded me 4 times. I'm like, wow, this is usually Rossi only really gets into interviews when there's something for him. And so I asked him. I said, what's going on here? And then it all came to a fruition.
Yes, it did.
Where he said to me that Sadhguru had helped Everton Football Club win a vital game before. And now Everton's playing today.
Yeah.
And they need to win so they don't get relegated.
Yeah.
So all Rossi wanted to do in this interview was ask Sadhguru to please give his team Everton some support for tonight's game.
Like, literally, that was it. That was the reason.
That was it. That was all it is.
Here's this man who is like a beacon of positivity and spirituality.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's doing so much to save this planet.
Yeah. It wasn't the first question.
It was the first question. So anyway, this interview, we're going to air it around 8:20 this morning. So make sure you listen to it. Nala in Studio 2, just counting a lot of this. What do we got? A lot of people know, a lot of people don't know. What do we got here?
More yeses?
Sorry?
More yeses?
More yeses.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see a lot. A lot of people know.
He's got 7.9 million followers.
He just did Trevor Noah, and he did Joe Rogan, and he does the Chris Fade Show. We'll do that in 20. Hold on. So pretty much like tomorrow, you and I, we're going to go see Sadhguru, right?
Yeah, I'm so excited about that.
Private round table with Sadhguru, hosted by IM Entertainment and the Global Citizen. Now, Sadhguru, I've asked a few people around, and the first person I went to Maz from our very own Virgin Radio here.
She is the number one fan.
Yeah, because I know that she's very spiritual, Maz, and she likes to do all that, right? So I just said to her, Maz, in 30 seconds, tell me who Sadhguru is.
How long was that voice note?
Her and I got this relationship now where she like respects my time and I respect hers. She actually sent me something that was 30 seconds on the dot. But this is, when I ask Maz Hakim, who is Sadhguru, this was the reply.
So Sadhguru is not his body, he's not his mind, he's not his soul, he's a philanthropist, he's a healer, he's a leader, He is a teacher. He's a lecturer. He is someone that millions of people around the world look up to. He has the questions and answers to everything. He is just incredible, and he is changing the world.
So that was the Maz's response. So then I put it up onto social. The guy has got more than 7 million people following him on social media.
Yeah.
On Instagram alone.
Nearly 8, yeah.
He's got billions of views, and he's here in the UAE for a mission to save the soil.
Correct.
Now, there's something that up until last night when we sat down with him, the three of us on a Zoom call, I didn't understand that we need to save our soil.
Mm.
And he's going to explain that in this interview that's coming up next. Now, as I mentioned earlier on, Rossi was so invested in this interview. For the last 3 days, he worked really tirelessly to get this one-on-one with Sadhguru. Now, he just did the Trevor Noah show. He did Joe Rogan. Like, the guy's a big deal, right?
Yeah, 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 of course. And usually, Rossi is not that involved in interviews.
And it's no, that's true. If,
wow.
No, what I mean by that is, what it pretty means by that is, like, if we get the interview, you're like, hey, guys, here's some info on it.
Like, you're not excited.
This, you were excited. You made sure at 7 o'clock last night, guys, we got an hour before the interview.
Yeah.
You prepped up everything. And then it was the moment that I realized the reason why was a few years ago, Sadhguru, the gentleman that we were just about to talk to, helped Everton Football Club win a match to the point where 70,000 people in a stadium were chanting Sadhguru's name because he helped Everton.
Yeah, no. we beat Liverpool 2-0, actually. I remember that, yeah. It's 2010, that was.
I've got the audio of Sadhguru talking about, well, helping Everton Football Club. Take a listen.
This, one of their stars is Tim Carey.
Tim Cahill, yeah.
Tim Carey, he's from Australia. And I saw this boy was just sitting there like this. I said, today when you enter the field, say nice things to the Liverpool players. He looked shocked. Say nice things to them. I said, he's a forward. So I said, particularly go to the goalkeeper and say nice things to him. He looked like this. I said, yes, you do this and see. And I said, find out something about the goalkeeper's life. They said he had a daughter 3 months ago. I said, go and ask how his little daughter is doing. Just do it. And if he thinks it's a friendly, in his mind, for a moment, if he becomes friendly with you and slackens down for a moment of slackness is what you need. That's all the game is. And the first goal he scored. And I saw him actually patting, you know, when they were introducing, he not only shook the hand, he went to the goalkeeper and he tapped him on his chest and said something nice.
So Sadhguru supposedly helped Everton win that match. In the interview last night, Rossi said to us, all I want to do is ask him to help Everton tonight.
Yeah.
Because if they don't win tonight's game, they could be relegated.
Yeah.
Does he do it? Find out next. So Sadhguru, who we were just mentioning earlier on, is actually in the country, and he's here to sort of talk about really saving our soil. And you're going to hear this in the interview right now. There are details on where you can actually go see him. He's going to be at the World Trade Center, which is going to be available if you want to go see him.
Yeah, so tomorrow night he will be there for a public event, which kicks off at 6:30.
All right, that's great. So we caught up with him, and again, it was on a Zoom last night, 8 o'clock. Pretty, Rossi, myself, we're just waiting. And then Sadhguru gets up. Remember, this guy's huge. Billions of views. More than 8 million follow him on Instagram. And all Rossi wanted to do, he specifically asked us, Pretty and I, guys, said, guys, I don't want to say anything else in this interview.
Yeah.
I'll leave it alone. I just want to make sure that I get him to sort of like bless Everton because he helped us last time win the match. But, tonight, there's a huge match, right?
This is like do or die match tonight against Crystal Palace. We have to win. Okay. If we win this game tonight, we are safe. So yeah, forgive me. I'm trying everything to keep Everton up. And okay. I'll ask Sadhguru.
All right. Well, here it is. Our interview. It's about 6 minutes long. And I did what Rossi did. I got in the Everton bit right at the beginning to make sure we got it in. Here's our catch up with Sadhguru.
Chris, how are you, man? Legend. We're here. Okay. So, Sadhguru, I'm Chris Fade. Next to me is Rossi, and there is my co-host, Priti Malik.
Priti, namaskaram.
Namaste, kaise hain?
Very good. Ye mera Hindi bahut kamzor hai.
It's okay. It's very good. It's very good.
Rossi, what Italian, huh?
No, I'm not Italian. No, I'm from Liverpool. I'm an Everton supporter.
How can a Liverpool guy from Liverpool have a Rossi name?
That's my nickname.
Sadhguru, Rossi is a huge Everton football fan. And Rossi, Everton and Sadhguru have a big sort of connection, right?
Yes. Yeah, totally. My team is in dire straits and we could be getting relegated. Please, do you have any advice for the Everton
team? This guy wants me to be a match fixer, huh?
Have you got any advice for Everton? Because we all love you there. Your name was chanted after the last win we had against Liverpool. Do you have any advice, please, for the Everton team?
They must kick the ball into the goal.
That's
Sadhguru,
it.
You're right. The problem is always, you know, they want to beat some other team. What team are they playing?
They're going to be playing against Crystal Palace. So if we don't win, we could.
No, don't try to demolish Crystal Palace. Just kick the ball into the goal. It's a simple thing to do.
Simple. There we go.
You make things sound so simple, Sadhguru. I've been listening to many different podcasts that you've been featured on and following you on social media. You're an inspiration. You make it feel so easy. How do you do so?
See, life is a simple process because you don't have to be born, it happens to you. And you don't have to die, it happens to you. When you're here, breathing happens to you, heart beats by itself, everything happens to you. All you have to do is be receptive to the process of life and make the best out of it. Right now, human beings are getting tangled in their own intelligence. If they had the brain of an earthworm, they would be very peaceful, wonderful, and they would even be eco-friendly, you know. Right now, their human intelligence has become a huge problem. Intelligence should always be a solution. Unfortunately, we are using our intelligence in such a way it's becoming a problem. They're making everything complex. See, intelligence is about making things simple, not making simple things complex.
Well said. Thank you so much. Sadhguru with us right now. You are here as well for the Save Soil campaign, the initiative, the movement. It's not an initiative. It's a movement, Sadhguru. What you were doing, you were addressing and you were creating awareness. And it wasn't until I saw you on Joe Rogan that I had any idea about how important soil is. Can you just quickly explain to anyone listening right now what this Save Soil campaign is all about?
See, Save Soil campaign is one thing I've been talking about it for over 30 years now. See, the thing is just this, the way we are farming the land, we are farming it in such a way, the organic content is disappearing from the soil. Why? Because there are only two sources of organic content, plant life and animal life. Once both are missing, organic content will deplete over a period of time. Even if you take the richest soil and start farming without you adding or without organic input into the soil, if you just do it, in about 25 to 30 years' time, it will become barren land. In about 40 to 45 years, it will become desert. Because if you take sand and add organic content to it, it will become living soil. If you take away all the organic content from the soil, it will become sand. Just now, we signed a memorandum of understanding with the UAE government, with your wonderful climate change and environment minister, that this is a land, fortunately, where there is an effort to convert desert into fertile land. When the rest of the world is unfortunately busy converting fertile lands into desert. So this can be turned around if we make the necessary policy. Right now, if we do not make policy changes to bring back life into the soil, because soil is a living entity. Who we are right now are a consequence of what is happening in the 15 to 18 inches of topsoil. That life is the foundation for our life. That life is dying. 52% of the world's soil is depleted right now. And that's a serious concern.
What an eye-opener. Hear more and see more. The Trade Center, Dubai Trade Center, May 20th. Be there. Sadhguru hanging out with us right now on Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik.
So I know you're on this, it's a 100-day journey in total. And as you just said, you are meeting with lawmakers and policymakers to make broader changes. But obviously, as you spread the word around the world, there are people like us who would love to hear, you know, get involved after hearing what you have to say. Is there anything that a normal human, a normal citizen who doesn't have that lawmaking power can do to help the movement?
You must raise your voice, raise your voice, raise your voice. Not in anger, not in resentment, because all of us, knowingly or unknowingly, we have been partners in this destruction. The only way forward is we must all become partners in the solution.
Well said. Thank you so much. Sadhguru with us right now. Can we just talk about the fame aspect? You're a guru and you really do that. And there's a whole fame though. You've got 8 million people on Instagram following you. You're getting approached by Trevor Noah, Joe Rogan, the biggest names in Hollywood want to talk to you. How do you balance that out from being who you are, obviously, but also now that fame side of it?
Oh, I don't think I'm famous. People think I'm famous, so it's okay.
It's just another day for you.
Yes. Today is the day. Because this is the only real day. Rest is all either in memory or imagination.
We're honored to just have these few moments with you. Sadhguru, thank you so much for your time. We could chat for hours, and I know that everyone wants your time, but we just want to say thank you so much for these few moments.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you, Mr. Valentino. Looking a little old, but I can recognize you. And pretty wonderful.
Lovely little chat last night with Sadhguru.
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't
so
it?
So good.
Good guy. Good guy. He's funny as well. He's got personality. He's on a motorcycle riding the country as well. You want to see him? World Trade Center on, is it Friday night?
Tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m.
You know what? I found... No, I didn't like it.
Virgin Radio, traffic and weather together. Traffic. Powered by McDonald's.
Let him talk.
Well, he's just like, do you know what I said?
I didn't like. I said, I'm a motorcycle rider too. Me and Chris have just bought a Lambretta each. He said, Lambrettas are not motorcycles.
He's right though. You always say that you have a motorcycle. You don't.
It's a motorcycle.
It's not a scooter. It's a scooter. There's so like... Anyway, on the roads, how are we looking?
200cc.
835, how are we looking?
20-minute delay on Hesse Street. Traffic on 311 after E44, Jebel Ali bound.
Thank you.
Well, the good news is that your wife, Brianna, is home, but how is she feeling?
Oh, man, this surgery, man. This myoectomy or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's what they call it. So if you didn't know, been obviously talking about it. She had and she's happy to talk about it. And I'm actually glad that we are. A lot of women reaching out saying, thank you for just talking about certain things like this, because it's a taboo subject when it shouldn't be a taboo subject.
Yeah.
She had these fibroids. I don't know what they are technically, but these things in her uterus, and they needed to be removed. Okay. They weren't in a great position. There was a few of them and they needed to get out. So she had that surgery. Surgery went very well. Doctor was amazing. Hospital's great. She reacted a little bit to the anesthesia where it just made her feel absolutely horrible for nearly 30 hours. She's now at home. She's recovering, still in a bit of pain around the stomach area. They obviously make three little incisions and do what they got to do. So she's on painkillers. Throat's hurting her because of the tubes that go down the throat the anesthesia.
That was happening.
Yeah, so pretty full on. But she's all right. We got her home. I mean, I think I was in the good books because, you know, I slept at the hospital with her and all that.
I saw
Here we go. What have you done now?
Last night.
What have you done?
Chris.
Like last night as I went to bed, I said to her, baby, whatever you need, I'm here. You wake me up if you need anything, because she's not allowed to walk too much. I said, just whatever you need, I've got it. And she said, okay. Last night I slept with my sleeping mask on. So I've got these sleeping masks that has little speakers in it. And sometimes when I know that she's going to be up and about, because I know that she wasn't going to go to bed the same time that I went to bed, which was about 10 p.m., I put the sleeping mask on. It's got music playing on, like these hypnotic...
Just
strange. Yeah, it's nice. It's relaxing, right? It's very relaxing. Anyway, I got woken up.
Yeah?
I think it must have been about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And she's standing over the bed and she stood up because she needs to stand up a little bit. She's like, babe. And I took the mask off. You know when you freaked out when you woke up in the middle of the night? I did not know what was going on.
You don't know where you are, what day it is.
Yeah, babe. She's like, I need a lozenge. My throat is killing me and I can't go downstairs to the kitchen to get it because I can't go down the stairs. I need it. It's really hurting. I think I remained silent for 10 seconds because I was just trying to understand what was going on.
Okay.
So I just was silent.
And then?
She went, babe, can you go get me the lozenges? I went, just, you'll be okay. Go down the stairs.
Chris, no, you did not.
So she wobbled off like a little penguin. And I went back to bed. I just put the mask back on.
Chris.
That's the type of thing I'd do.
You're horrible.
Yeah, so I made her go down the stairs to go get the lozenges.
Haven't you got an elevator in your house?
I wish. You know, before we went to bed, I set everything up for her, though. Like, I put the water there. I got her a couple of snacks because she has to have painkillers at about that time. Like,
feed fit.
I had everything set up for her, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't think of lozenges. Anyway, so I haven't spoken to her yet this morning. She's still sleeping.
Oh, no.
Hopefully, I'm in the good books. But what I did do is I've gone on to Tullabut and I've ordered lozenges. So there's now 3 packs of lozenges I know at home just in case. But is that a bad thing to do? You know when you're sleeping and you just don't want to be interrupted?
I get that. But it wouldn't be so bad if you didn't say before you went to sleep, wake me up if you need anything.
Yeah, but like sometimes when you wake up, your body does weird things. Like, you know, you can't control it.
But imagine her. She is such an independent go-getter. She really must have been in pain for you to wake up and be like.
She's very independent.
You know?
She's just messaged me.
Uh-oh.
Like,
what's the verdict?
She says, babe, I need lozenges. Oh, this is great. Hold on. She just said, I need lozenges. Let me just, baby, I'm just typing a message, babe.
No, just write.
I've already got them waiting for you downstairs. I ordered them.
Well, they're downstairs, though.
Yeah, I'll get Virginia to go up and give it to her.
Making her go down the stairs again.
If it's happening,
it's on the air.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
All right, what have you got, Pretty Malik?
Okay, so Harry Styles is really taking his acting career very seriously. He's got 2 movies that he's completed that's coming out, and one of them is possibly going to get him an Oscar. Ooh. A lot of people are saying that his movie called My Policeman with The Crown's Emma Corrin, it is so good. His acting is so good in that movie that he may get nominated for an Academy Award.
That's great. Good on him.
Wow.
Yeah, he's talented. I like Harry Styles. I like him. I think he's good. I think he's great on stage. He's got this charisma. He's got this superstar personality, though. Like, he does have that X factor.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely got it.
100%. So Cameron Diaz, she has not done anything in such a long time. She launched her own beverage company a little while ago. That's really about it. But she's never really gone back to acting after starting a family with Benji Madden. And she stopped by Kelly Clarkson's show to basically just talk about the beverage company. But Kelly asked her, you know, what's up with the acting? And she said that because she's an older parent and she waited so long and worked really hard to have a child when she got through surrogacy.
Yeah.
She said, I'm just really enjoying having the time with her child.
Okay.
And she doesn't really, she's happy not acting. She's happy with her business. She's happy being a mom. And she just wants to spend her time doing that.
Yeah, good on her. Especially becoming a parent in your later years, especially for a woman, it's not the easiest thing to sort of try to juggle it all again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's so much that's involved in raising a child. I was just talking to a couple of boys about it yesterday. New dads, Ross. You know, they're like, you know, a 3-week-old baby and a 2-week-old baby, right? And I said, how are you guys doing in the first month? And they're like, oh man, it's a struggle.
And 3-week-old baby and a 2-month?
A 2-week-year-old. Yeah, they're just new dads.
Oh, okay, yeah. Two separate parents.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, just get off your phone.
Go on, I'm listening.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah, go on.
Anyway, just explaining to them, like, it ain't easy, and just to make sure you're supporting your wife here right now, because she's the one that's going through it, you know, hormonals and the sleep deprivation and all that. Like, there's so much involved. I'm always an advocate of saying when you have a child, just be ready. Like, it's not easy. I don't want to say it's all like rainbows and butterflies, you know. It's like, oh my gosh, it's the most amazing. It is hard work.
It is hard.
You know, Cameron sort of putting aside the acting career and saying, I want to concentrate on me and I want to concentrate on my baby, my family. I think that's a really mature and a smart decision. Good on her.
Yeah, 100%. And finally, another dad, Drake. Everyone's been talking about his 4-year-old son, Adonis.
The basketball skills?
Yeah, and everyone's saying it's just like LeBron. So he posted this super cute video of his son playing basketball. If you don't know, obviously Drake is a massive basketball fan. He's a Toronto Raptors ambassador. Yeah. He's always courtside, right?
Yeah.
and his son was like shooting some baskets, and he did the tap on the chest like LeBron does.
LeBron hits a shot, he taps his chest, and his little kid's doing the same thing.
Yeah, so everyone's like, hey, he's got, I mean, he was decent for a four-year-old, I guess.
He's got skills for a four-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, so everyone's like, oh, is he the next LeBron? Is he the next LeBron? So that's super cute. Drake is so proud of his son, and I love that he embraces that. So.
I love, Drake's got his own basketball court. He's on his Instagram. If you go look at this basketball court, like, it is epic, right? His kid is epic, but what I found most epicness of all this, he's got two jerseys in the background of Kobe Bryant, number 8 and number 24.
Oh, is it? I didn't notice.
Yeah, in the background. I thought to myself, now that is respect. Oh, yeah. I love that.
I see that. That's awesome.
Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Virgin Radio 104.4. That's it for us for your Thursday morning. Thank you to Sadhguru for joining us on the show. Thank you to our metaverse couple as well. They're getting married in the metaverse today. The first couple in the country doing that in the UAE.
Mm.
The food is... it's going to be delicious, though.
That's such a good thing. I really need to know now how the food works in the metaverse.
There's no food there. What are you going to do?
What if it gets like delivered to all the people that join the metaverse?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that could happen. It's a cheap way of getting out of paying for an expensive wedding, though, I think, right?
Yeah.
All right, listen. Up next, Sheena's got all your feel-good hits. We'll be back tomorrow. More chances to win with OSN. We've got your pop quiz cash as well. Plus, the first Egyptian woman to ever climb Mount Everest is going to be joining us. Manal, we love her. It's all tomorrow. Have a great one. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.